Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
An event remembered as the Great American Steamboat Race pitted the steamboats Robert E. Lee and Natchez in an epic 1,200-mile race from New Orleans to St. Louis in 1870. Although steamboats had been racing for years, none stoked the public and media attention as did this one. The personalities of the well-known captains and the mystique of their state-of-the-art boats were magnets. Gruff, profane, and physically imposing, Thomas P. Leathers shoved his way to the top of the steamboat business. By the time of the Civil War, he had owned five consecutive steamers, each named Natchez and each larger and faster than its predecessor. Leathers aggressively nurtured his own brash reputation up and down the Mississippi River. The sixth Natchez was designed specifically to be faster than the Robert E. Lee. John W. Cannon had little in common with Leathers. A quiet, astute businessman, he had owned at least a dozen steamers. His Robert E. Lee was designed to be the fastest and most luxurious steamer on interior rivers at the time of its launch in 1866. Leathers and Cannon were well-acquainted business rivals and personal adversaries. Leathers was known to often taunt and challenge Cannon to race, a dare that Cannon tried to ignore. Finally, he reluctantly relented. As a result, at 5 p.m. on June 30, 1870, the Robert E. Lee charged past the starting line near Canal Street with a full head of steam and fired her cannon. 4 minutes later, the Natchez's gun boomed in reply and the race was on. Elite crews of laborers, firemen, and engineers bent to their task of feeding and nursing the giant engines in the precarious manner aimed at yielding their maximum drive without exceeding pressures that would result in a disastrous boiler explosion. Likewise, experienced pilots guided the vessels through a gauntlet of sandbars, snags, and shifting currents. The Robert E. Lee passed Baton Rouge and a large cheering crowd at 3 a.m. with the Natchez in hot pursuit. At the mouth of the Red River the next morning, the times of the two boats were identical. At Vicksburg, the Robert E. Lee maintained the lead, but only by 8 minutes. By late that night, when the boats passed a fireworks display in Memphis, Cannon's lead had surged to almost an hour. As the steamboats entered the most treacherous part of the river between Cairo and St. Louis, fog set in and sealed the fate of the Natchez. Cannon was able to ease his way through the murky darkness, but Leathers, after repeated groundings, was forced to tie up for several hours. As a result, the Robert E. Lee dashed into St. Louis and was greeted by a cheering crowd, piercing boat whistles, and an artillery salute. The official time from New Orleans to St. Louis was 3 days, 18 hours, and 14 minutes. Not only had the Robert E. Lee beat the Natchez soundly in a heads-up race, she set a new record for the run.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.